This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The Bible, it's the foundation of the Christian and Jewish faiths. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from the Journey to Zion teaching series on God and the Bible.
What does it mean to know God? Well, take a look at Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. In the Hebrew, it's Adam yada et chava ishto. But in English, now the man, or Adam, knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain. So what does to know there mean? And the Hebrew word is ladat. What is to know there? It means to have oneness between the two, between Adam and Eve. If we take this biblical definition of to know, and we apply it to God, what does that mean? That means to have intimacy with God. It's not just a cognitive. Do you see the difference? When we say, oh, I know something, we in our society tend to mean cognitive. Oh, I know the date of my birthday. But in biblical terminology, to know is a lot deeper. It's to join with, to become one with, to cleave to. That's what to know means. And the way we can come to know God is by studying His Word.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Join us in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotional. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.